stomach. Wolozak trying to work his way up. Swire's looking to hook that left ankle, and he's got the ankle ride. Wolozak sitting out of it. 30 seconds off the clock here in the second period. Still scoreless as we wrestle at heavyweight. We are six matches into this duel. This is the seventh and pretty well midway point of the match. The Vandals trailing 19-6. And Wolozak going to get to his feet, get the escape, and take a 1-0 lead here over Dominic Swires. 1:05 to go here in the second period. I'd like to see Swires get back to that snap. He was able to get to the low single and pick it up there with 3 seconds left in the period. I'd like to see him get back to those attacks. He has a really nice single leg for a big guy as well.
He does, and it plays into his game as well, you know. We've seen him hit that Jeff Whizzer a lot. So just getting the opponent thinking about different attacks helps you set the ones up that you really want to hit.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get somebody off balance, he's got to fight back into you. Dominic Swires, though, he's got a front headlock, looking for a near side cradle, trying to lock it up and stay in bounds, but they will go out and force a reset with 33 on the clock. But Swires has had all the offense so far in this one. We could see a stall call coming soon as down 2:30 on the reset. Heavy snap again from Swires as he was able to chase that near ankle and look for a near side cradle. Down to 15 in the second period. Swires trailing 1-0. He's going to need an escape in the third to tie things up. But it looks like we will go to the third. Same score, 1-0. Dominic Swires trailing, but controlling the match so far. As he will have choice, he will go underneath, and he is ready. Swires set. Wolozak covers. Left side for Wolozak. And a chop. Swires trying to come up to his feet. Wolozak looking for a cradle, but Dom swipes it off and gets to his feet. Gets the escape in under 10 seconds and is right back to his offense on his feet. As we are tied 1-1 here in this one. And Swires able to get that quick escape. I mean, that's going to be big if this one goes the distance. As Wolozak in a front headlock now looking for a near side cradle. Swires able to stand up out of it, though. A lot of power from the Vandal heavyweight as he gets back up to his feet. Clears the tie and resets here with a minute 20 to go in this third period. As Wolozak, left-hand collar, big snap there from Swires. Wolozak controlling the tie, heavy snap again. 1:10 to go in this one. Swires pushing the pace, driving in. Wolozak, elbow pass, nothing there. Swires still controlling the center, now driving Wolozak to the edge. Wolozak is trying to tie up Swires' hands. Swires snaps, tries to clear the tie, nothing there. 50 seconds now. As Wolozak trying to back away, but Swires staying right up in his face as he's still chasing the action here. 40 to go. Wolozak backing around the mat, down to 35. Wolozak, left-hand single try. He's got it in the air. Swire's going to roll it through out of bounds, though. First offense we've seen from Wolozak. And Swires is back to the center, ready to go. 26 on the clock here in this third period. Left-hand collar, ear-to-ear tie for Swires. And now Wolozak with his left-hand collar. Swires with an overtie. Down to 10 seconds to go here in this third period. As we could see our first overtime match here in this one. We've got a swing match here at heavyweight. Swires looking for that low ankle. But we will go to overtime. 1 minute on the clock. First takedown win here in sudden victory. As both crowds on their feet now. Everybody ready to see what happens here. Wolozak right-hand single. Dom jacks up an underhook. 45 to go. As Wolozak clears the tie. Swires controlling the center. Heavy snap again. Wolozak backing out, and Dom's going to drive him out. Wolozak hit for stalling. So a stall call there against Wolozak. And a stalling point would win the match. as first points win no matter how they come. And Walczak takes a shot. Dom trying to drag him down. Dom in on a single leg now, getting extended and back up to his feet as he took the opportunity on a reshot. Couldn't quite finish, but 20 seconds to go. Dom driving forward. Walczak with a slide-by try. Nothing there. And Dom pressuring in, looking for an opening, chasing Walczak around. And if Dom could put a couple fakes into this, you can see the stall call. But Walczak avoiding one at the end of the period. So now a flip will determine who gets first choice. There will be two 30-second periods. Wrestling continues no matter what happens, as both wrestlers will get an opportunity for a choice. Dom has first choice, and he will go bottom, as he is set on bottom. Walczak, heavy pressure. Dom working to his feet. Heavyweight stand-up try. He's able to stand up, spins. Nothing there. Short time, 20 seconds to go. Squires trying to come back up to his feet. Walczak looking for a cradle. Dom needs to get his hips up, trying to scoot away. Now back up, trying to come up to his feet. Short time, down to 9 seconds. And Dom, forehead on the mat, trying to work his way up, but Walczak will get the 30-second ride out. So a big ride out there from Walczak, as he will have choice, and he's going underneath. Squires did ride for over 30 seconds in his period on top. That was the second period. But Walczak scored first, so he will have choice if this goes to a third and final overtime period, as we shoot double overtime periods. Walczak up to his feet. Dom trying to bring him back down. Heavy trip. Pressuring in, and Squires hit for stalling. He's got to cut him loose shortly, but he's able to trip, get Walczak back down. Now Walczak up to his feet. Dom's going to cut him. Short time, he's got to take a shot. He drives in, trying to drive him out of bounds. Get out of bounds. Short time, 8 seconds. If Squires can get on the offense, he can get a stall call here. He has 8 seconds to get one, as a takedown would win it. A stalling call would tie it, and Walczak would have choice, but Squires needs to get offensive. And Walczak is going to pull out the overtime thriller, 2-1 in sudden victory, as that's going to make it 22-6. The Vandals' deficit grows as Pole City has extended it out to 16 points. And they get their first swing of the duel, as that is a six-point swing on the last one. Squires able to pull out the decision in their first matchup, but Walczak gets the win in double overtime. So we move, flip the lineup over, and move to 106, past the halfway point of the duel. 7 matches to go before a state champion is crowned in this one. And this will be Aiden Evans, the freshman coming out for the Vandals, 44-11 this year. He was a state qualifier, and he will take on most likely Jason Piatak, who Aiden Techballed in their first matchup. As Piatak and Aiden Evans ready to battle here at 106 pounds. Aiden, shot fake, nothing there. 10 seconds gone. Piatak with a collar tie. Aiden Evans controlling the elbow. Elbow pull into a high C, trying to step his way up. Now head inside single for Aiden Evans on that left side. Now he's got a hand on both legs coming out the back. Smith finish here for Aiden. Piatak trying to control Aiden's legs. He's got an arm hooked as well. As Aiden underneath, he's able to get his arm free, set Piatak to a hip. And now he's got a leg hook, trying to pop his head out and work his way up the body. If he can get his head out, he's got the score here, 115. Piatak hanging on for dear life. Now Aiden committing to a hip, trying to pop that knee off. He's got short time. We could see a stalemate in this position, but Aiden Evans still trying to pop that head out. A minute to go. If he could start tipping Piatak towards that shoulder, it would make it easier to pop the head loose. And now he rolls the head to the hip. He's got the takedown and more as he comes up with a Turk leg, digging low shoulder, trying to elevate that Turk. 45 to go. As Piatak doing his best to stall this one out. Aiden Evans digging low shoulder, trying to get the turn. He's got the Turk leg high in the air, waiting on swipes as he's got to extend a little bit. He attacks right there, and there's near fall. 2-3-4 count for Aiden Evans, and he will be out to a 7-0 lead as he gets it done with a first period takedown. Now he's able to scoop the shoulder, looking for the fall. Aiden Evans, short time here, 10 seconds to go, right on the edge. Aiden looking for the fall, trying to walk it around. He's in a headlock now, trying to get that near shoulder down as P attacks right side, but he's going to run out of time. But four on the near fall as Aiden Evans with a 7-0 lead after the first. He will have choice in the second period. He defers it over to P attack. P attack will have his choice. He's going neutral. So on their feet to start the second, Aiden with a great shot, able to finish into near fall. As we look for him to set something up here again, P attack trying to keep his distance, judging the space with taps to Aiden's head, elbow pass, and Aiden trying to dive on P attack. P attack jumps in on a shot, left hand single leg. He's going to drive Aiden Evans out of bounds, force a reset. 23 gone here in this period. As Vandals need a win here to get momentum back on their side. Polars have won 5 straight after the Vandals opened it up with back-to-back decision wins at 150 and 157. But the Polars, 5 straight wins and a 22-6 lead. But Aiden Evans snapped down, looking near side cradle, chasing the corner. And he's just going to take the takedown here. Now heavy head lever, 115 to go. Aiden Evans, 10-0 lead after the takedown. Now looking for a turn. He's got a cross face, turned under. And now the attack able to get his arm back. Aiden now working back to that cross face, trying to get it turned under, looking for a cross face cradle on the left side, dragging the attack's head down to the knee. And now he's got a good block, trying to walk it around. 45, a lot of time, and trying to get it locked up, but the attack doing a good job of staying extended here. Now a chop from Aiden Evans into a leg right on that right side. He's got the right leg in, looking for points here to close out the second period. 30 seconds to go. Now Aiden Evans transitions to an arm bar, looking for that far wrist. He's got the bar on the right side. He digs low shoulder and big steps running around the head. Aiden Evans trying to tip it over the top. And P attack. Limber underneath, Aiden Evans trying to roll it through as he leads 10-0 with short time left, and that will do it for the second period. So Aiden Evans with the takedown in that period, he leads 10-0. It is his choice. He's going on top, and he needs a turn and looking for the fall here, trying to add a bonus point back on the Vandal side.
Yeah, Piatek spending the last whole period pretty much on his hip. I'm kind of surprised we didn't see a stalling call from the refs there.
And we're going to have a caution this time on Aiden Evans. He jumped a little early as they are resetting here. So P attack set on bottom. Aiden Evans covers left side. And P attack up to his feet. Aiden, big lift, bringing him back down. He gets it. And now into a chop again, trying to lock up that cross wrist. Now Aiden into a claw ride, trying to get back to a wrist. The attack underneath. You know his job is to limit the damage in this one, as is the job of most of the bottom half of the Coal City lineup. But the attack up to his feet. Aiden Evans is going to drive him out of bounds and force the reset. So 30 seconds gone here in this period, and they're going to hit Aiden for stalling late as they were all the way back to the center before that call came out. But Aiden still riding on top. P attack with a sit out. Aiden into a cross wrist. Now he made jump sides looking for a Turk again as P attack bellies out, not looking to put himself in danger here. Aiden Evans has the cross face turned under. The attack doing his job underneath, not letting anything happen. And Aiden Evans with the leg in. He's got Piatek reaching for his head. Aiden needs to keep a foot in here as there's near fall and could be the fall. Aiden Evans has his feet inbounds, looking for the fall. He's still got a foot in. And Piatek trying to roll through. Aiden in trouble, but they're going to call it out of bounds. Or Aiden had him in trouble, rather, as Piatek able to worm his way out of bounds. But it will be four near fall for the Vandal freshman as he's looking to at least get that Tech ball again. He's up 14 to nothing. 1 point will end it. But a turn and a fall would be a lot better for the Vandals here as Piatek falling up underneath. Aiden's going to cut him, give him the escape, and look for his offense as Piatek gets the escape. 14-1. Aiden needs one takedown to win it here. 29 seconds left here in this third period. He's got a lot of time to set one good shot up.
Piatek also has no stalling calls yet.
So. No stall calls for Piatek. But Aiden Evans duck under, trying to come around. 15 seconds. And Piatek trying to hold tight here. 10 seconds to go. Aiden Evans underneath. He's got a high C. He's got Piatek cracked down, and they're going to go out of bounds. 3 seconds on the clock. And we'll see what Aiden Evans can do. Short time left in this one. But Piatek able to hold it off, keep Aiden Evans to a major decision. And another point off the board for the Vandals. It's 22-10 after a 14-1 major decision for Aiden Evans. So he gets the big win, but not quite big enough as we will go to 113. And this will be a familiar matchup. Owen Peterson, Max Philpott, ready to go as Coach Clay heading the table to check things over. 22-10, our team score. We've got 6 weight classes left. And the Vandals looking for a couple of falls here in a row to tie it. As Max Philpott will match up with Owen Peterson. Max has had Peterson's number the last couple of years. Peterson got the best of him in their first couple of matchups, but it's been all Max since that. As Max staying low, looking for an opening. Peterson finished 5th at 113 pounds last weekend. Max Philpott, of course, state champion, 50-0 on the year, looking for win number 51. Peterson 46-5 on his season. Peterson shot fake, nothing there. And now Peterson coming up with underhooks. Max with an overhook on the left side. Peterson driving it up. Now double overs for Peterson. Max has his head trapped underneath. This is a position he likes a lot, though. But they will work their way out of bounds. 1:22 to go. As Max coming back to center. Heavy snap into a shot attempt there from Max. Nothing going. And now elbow pass right into a single. He's able to catch it on the way by. And now looks for a near side cradle out of it. As Peterson puts himself right in it. Max Philpott looking for the fall. And he's got the near side cradle locked up. Peterson in a lot of trouble on the edge. Max Philpott working his way around, looking for the fall. He's got the takedown and the back point secured. And he's got 50 seconds to put it away. As Peterson trying to roll. I don't know where he needs to go. Max Philpott, it looks pretty good. Looks good from up here. 40 seconds. As Max maybe needs to arch his back, try to get that far shoulder down. As the referee's right on top of it, looking for it. Vandal crowd wants it. 25 to go. There it is. Max Philpott with the fall. 22-16. The Vandals still trail, but they're battling back. With 2 straight wins, 2 straight bonus points, and Max Philpott with the fall. This one in 1:34. And you just knew Max was going to get the job done. He has a fire in him. And like most of the Vandals, not a fan of Cole City. They want to win this match so bad as Max Philpott gets the fall. 22-16, Cole City leads as we're down to the final 5 weight classes. We move to 120 pounds. the Vandals state finalist Preston Wassel coming out. And Wassel will match up with Coolin Lindmuth. Lindmuth was a state qualifier. He is 35-14 on the year. Preston 54-2. And what was the score of these guys, though?
Between Preston and Lindmuth, it was 19-4 Tech Fall in favor of Preston.
Preston with the Tech Fall. You got to know he's looking for something tight here to get that extra point. And Lindmuth with a stall call 6 seconds in as Preston chased him right off the mat, off the whistle.
Yeah, 6 seconds stall call is just, I mean, that alone shows you how aggressive Preston is.
Yeah, he is right after it, and a snap, able to get the go behind and the takedown here early. So a 3-0 lead for Preston Wassel. And he's looking to lock up a near side cradle. Down to 30 seconds gone in this first period. And Preston is going to cut Lindmuth, make him wrestle for it, as it'll be 3-1 now. As Lindmuth trying to stay away, he's going to try to frustrate Wassel, keep him tied up. And Wassel with a Russian wrist snap, able to throw it by and get the takedown. That one was pretty smooth.
Yeah, and I like cutting them here because it forces Lindmuth to be active, you know what I mean? A lot of times whenever you get the takedown and your guy you're wrestling is just laying flat on his belly on bottom, it can be hard to turn him. So forcing him to be active can kind of give you the opportunity to maybe lock something in, catch something, and get the fall.
Yeah, and there's a lot of opportunities to take somebody feet to back if you're looking for him. And Wassel is attacking relentlessly here, 9-2 after another takedown. And it looks like he's getting ready to cut him again. 50 seconds left in this first period. As Lindmuth trying to work his way up, Wassel cuts him again, make it 9-3. And now a beautiful lefty high C gets the takedown here for Wassel. As Preston working on top now, 12-3 lead. So he's about put on too many points early, as he doesn't have many takedowns left before it hits Tech Fall range. But 15 seconds to go in this first period, as Preston looking for something tight right at the end. He's got a leg in now, as Lindmuth on his stomach, but Preston can go ahead right out this period, trying to drag his arm back. Lindmuth tying it up underneath. But we in the first, head to the second. Preston Wassel up 12-3. And it's going to be his choice. He defers over to Lindmuth. And Lindmuth going neutral. So he's trying to limit the damage for the Kohlers. The Vandals back-to-back bonus point wins with a major decision and a fall from Max Philpott. After Coal City had won 5 matches in a row to get to this point. 22-16 lead for the Vandals. Lindmuth snapped down and not doing anything on the mat. Preston making him work back up as Preston almost took the takedown and decides against it. 12-3. And now snap Lindmuth following up underneath, and he's going to get hit for stalling. And now Wassel still working on a near side cradle. He's got Lindmuth back to the edge, and wow, takes the shot, came out the back. That was beautiful.
He is pretty much just like turning down takedowns at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, they were on the edge there. Lindmuth turning his back to Wassel, and he's just taking his hands off him.
Yeah, he's backing away, trying to make Lindmuth work here. And the referee's trying to as well with another stall call. 15-4 lead for Preston Wassel. But Lindmuth is content just bottling up and turtling himself up on the bottom. And another takedown for Preston, make it 18-4, as getting dangerously close to a Tech Fall here. As trying to work his way to a turn, he's going to give the escape. And Lindmuth, he turned down another one there, as Preston had Lindmuth dead to rights, but he backs off and tries getting back to center. Lindmuth hit for stalling again, make it 19-5. And now Wassel with a neck wrench. He's got Lindmuth in trouble, and no, they're going to call it an assassin. No takedown, no points. It's going to be an illegal headlock, as it looked like a solid neck wrench from here. But Coach Clay going to go argue it at the table, and that point could play a big factor. as Coach Clay will get the explanation. And they will go back to center. It looks like it will be the Tech ball.
I don't know, from up here, it looks like he had the arm in there.
Yeah, I mean, the arm was in there. I don't know where it becomes illegal with the arm in there. But it is 19-6. They will continue to wrestle here with 11 seconds left in the second period. As Waffle with a snap down, going to turn down another takedown as Lindmuth trying to roll through and almost give it to him there. But they will stop it into the second period. 19-6 lead here for Preston Waffle.
Kind of funny. I just saw a Coal City fan hold our stalling.
Yeah. 19-6 lead for Waffle. He is going on bottom. And Lindmuth going to go ahead and cut him here. So 20-6, next point wins for Preston Waffle, as it looks like Marion Central Catholic has locked up their third place finish, taking down Solono Unity 44-24 over on the third place mat. And Preston Waffle looking for a cradle and the turn here, as Lindmuth doing his best to just give up the takedown. Preston needs to make sure it's back points as well, because as soon as he secures the takedown, the match is going to be over. And Lindmuth just tying up Preston's wrist as they go out of bounds. 30 seconds off the clock here in this first period. 20-6. Preston walks the lead. And Lindmuth just turtling up. He's going to get hit for stalling again, and that will be two and the finish. So Preston Waffle wins it on a stall call. He gets the Tech ball here in this one. So a Tech ball will bring the Vandals within one, 22-21, down to four weight classes left. As we move to 126, we'll see what the play is from Coal City. If this is Cooper Morris, then the Vandals will indeed send out Tyson Waffle. And we will see what the call is. Morris and Waffle were the state finals match last weekend, and Tyson handled business quickly in that match. As it will be Morris and Waffle. So a state finals rematch here in the team state final. As they shake hands, they're ready to go. Tyson staying low. Morris attacking Waffle's head. Waffle fakes down to the leg. Nothing there. Underhook here for Tyson Waffle. Morris trying to work his way out of bounds. And Tyson going to drive him there and let him go. 16 seconds gone on that first exchange. Tyson right back to center. He fakes a shot. Nothing there. As Tyson Waffle, the perfect 57-0 on the season. Looking for win number 58 and win 210 in his career to cap off the most prolific career in IHSA history here in the dual team state finals. And looking to add the one trophy he doesn't have to his case, and that's the team state final trophy.
Yeah, we talked about it being the first time up here for a lot of the younger guys, but this is first time up here for arguably one of the best wrestlers in IHSA history.
Yeah, first time in the team state final, and he is looking to finish it with a bang as he gets snapped down, has Morris underneath. He's looking for the turn here. Morris doing everything he can not to allow it. Waffle with a gator roll try, nothing there. And Morris keeping him out in front. Tyson looking for a turn. Still hasn't got his takedown out of this. Morris trying to back his way out of bounds. And Tyson just going to drive him into the bench. Surprise, no stall call on that one, as Morris not doing anything underneath. And we'll see what the referee said to Tyson there, as Tyson nodded in understanding back to center. 40 seconds to go in the first period. Morris controlling the tie. Tyson fighting inside. Morris trying to tie him up. Elbow pull, duck under try from Tyson. Nothing there. 25 seconds to go. Still scoreless here in this first period. And now Morris in on a shot. Tyson scrambling, kicking over the top. And Morris trying to come out the back. Tyson scrambling, trying to stay inbound. But they will go out 13 seconds on the clock. As they come back to center again, first period winding to a close. Under 10 to go here in the first. Shot fake and try there from Wassel. Nothing doing. And they will end the first period scoreless. So Tyson Wassel, you can tell he's trying to set up something feet to back here as Morris doing everything he can to limit the damage.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, whenever you get a guy on bottom that's just stalling, it can be really hard to turn him, you know? So in a match like this where you're needing every bonus point you can get, sometimes you got to come up with a different game plan.
Yep, and Tyson up to his feet, looking for the reversal here. Morris drops in on the leg as he's got a single leg, trying to drive Tyson out of bounds, and they will go out, force the reset here with 14 seconds gone. We are wrestling at 126. Three weight classes remain after this one as Tyson Wassel looking for the win here for the Vandals. He gets the escape and leads 1-0 as wrestling continues. Morris staying away. Tyson's chasing him down the whole way, but Morris staying right on the edge, not giving Tyson any room to work with. As Tyson's going to shoot him out of bounds. Still no stall warnings here for Morris, as rather surprising here in this one. 1:17 to go in the second period. Tyson Wassel only leading 1-0. As you can tell, he's changing his game plan up, looking for that feet-to-back takedown. And Morris is doing everything he can to live on the edge, avoid any altercation with Tyson. And right-hand single leg, trying to cut the corner. Wassel trying to come back in. He gets the takedown, and Morris scoots his way out of bounds. And I think that's something that the Coal City team talked about beforehand. They know how close the edge of the mat is. If you hit the arena floor at all, the action is supposed to be stopped. And you've seen a couple instances now where somebody gets a hand, a foot, any part of their body to that arena floor and kills the action dead immediately.
Yeah, and that's something with the new rule changes that hasn't been taken into consideration is the size of these mats. You know, there's still plenty of room to wrestle on the edge, but we're seeing quite often these wrestlers going out of bounds, landing on the hardwood, and that forces the action to stop.
We saw it last weekend is a big thing that brought it to mind. Yeah. But Tyson Wassel with a roll through, looking for a tilt. Nothing there. As he leads, his lead is only 4-0. Looking for a turn here on top, 20 seconds to go. And Morris stalling underneath. Wassel driving Morris's head into the mat, looking for a power half now on that right side. But he's running low on time here in the second. Only a 4-0 lead for Lynmouth, as should be swiped there. Preston still inbound, but nothing doing as they end this second period. And now Tyson waiting. It's going to be Morris's choice. He's going neutral. And Morris is going to try to keep the action on the edge again, not working towards Tyson at all. Tyson stalking, looking for an opening. He's got to put the foot on the gas here soon, though, as it's only a 4-point lead. If he doesn't get the pin, no bonus points would be a killer for the Vandals here. As Wachtel, shot attempt, nothing there. Morris on the edge, running away again. There's the second stall call as Wassel gets a point. I don't know where we missed that first one, but he is back to center now. 5-0 lead for Tyson Wassel. 1:30 to go here in the third period as Morris backing away. High C try here from Wassel. And now into a crackdown position. Look for Tyson to try and split the legs. He's got Morris split. Now he needs to climb up the body. He's in a good spot here to try and get back points. Morris crawling away, and he will get his legs unsplit and just give up the takedown. So 8-0. Major decision territory now for Tyson Wassel as he's going to drive the act now. A minute to go here in the third, as this is where Tyson can turn it on in a hurry. as he's got a minute to ride, needing 7 for a tech fall, 1 good turn for a fall, as Morris pops up to his feet. Tyson has a single up high, trying to catch that other wrist, and they're going to hit Tyson for stalling, as we're going to have a stoppage for blood time. Looks like he got kicked in the nose on that scramble. So while Vandal trainer Chris Witten gets Tyson cleaned up, we will take a quick break here on WKRV.
Justice Pressure Washing is the most experienced pressure washer in the area. With better than 20 years of experience in the business, Scott Justice at Justice Pressure Washing can get the job done and get the job done right. They can take care of your house, driveway, roof, and sidewalk. They'll use the most eco-friendly chemicals to get the job done, and they'll be as gentle as possible to your landscaping. They also do deck and fence staining. Just give them a call, 618-292-2504. That's Justice Pressure Washing at 618-292-2504. You can also find them on Facebook. That's Justice Pressure Washing in Vandalia.
Back here as Tyson Waffle is cleaned up, 8-0 lead, 49 seconds to go. Vandal crowd on their feet, needing a couple of turns here from Tyson Waffle, as he's got 40 seconds to go. Morris stalling out on bottom, and Tyson with the leg in. Morris comes up to his feet. That one should be a stall call on Morris. Tyson had the leg established first, but they're just going to call it potentially dangerous and force the stoppage. So Morris up to his feet. Big lift there from Tyson. Waffle brings him back down. And now Morris trying to scramble. Tyson trying to keep the leg split. And Morris working back up to his feet. They're going to go out of bounds, force another reset. 22 to go as Morris doing everything he can to keep this a major. And Tyson running out of time and opportunities to add to this lead as he gets the chop. Morris moving on bottom. Tyson has a leg in over the top, needs to roll it through. They're going to call potentially dangerous with Morris's hands still on the mat.
And that's a spladal position.
Yeah,
that's played through all the time.
That's a wrestling position. As long as the hands are on the mat, everybody's safe. Nobody's in danger. And that should be let go as long as it needs to. Tyson up to his feet, and he's got to bring him back down quick. They could hit him for stalling here a short time, but they will end the period and the match. Tyson Waffle, only a major decision. So an 8-0 major decision is going to get the Vandals lead again, but not quite the lead they wanted after both Waffles and Max Philpott are through. 25-22, Vandals lead by 3, 3 weight classes to go, and we are ready for 132. 132, 138, and 144 remaining to crown a dual team state champion. And we move to 132. This is going to be Eli Mabry coming out, as Mabry getting his first action of the weekend, as hopefully the rust isn't a factor. He hasn't wrestled in a couple of weeks, but he will take on Luke Munsterman. Munsterman, a state qualifier, 41-14 on the season. Eli Mabry working with a front headlock here. Mabry, a sophomore, 19-2 on his campaign. He was a starter and state qualifier last year, just not quite a spot for him this season, as he's been an excellent team guy, showing up to practice and worked hard all season long. He's put himself in a position to take out a state qualifier here at 132 pounds. He takes another deep shot as Munsterman trying to keep him at bay. A minute 10 to go here in the first period, and Eli Mabry looking to get on top and get to work, as that is definitely his best position. We know his best move, a cross-face cradle, and with the few inches of height he added in the offseason, I mean, that just makes it even better. He was already a cradle machine, but now he's added a couple extra inches of length to him, and we'll see if he can get it done here at 132. He takes a shot, low single, coming out the back. Smith finish here for Eli Mabry. He's trying to hook the foot. Munsterman locking his ankles. It could be a technical violation point here. Down to 30 seconds, and the first stalemate we've seen in one of these positions, as that one was faster than any of the others. But 28 seconds to go on the reset. Mabry looking for more offense as single leg try, nothing there. Munsterman with a reshot attempt, nothing there either. As we're down to 15 seconds, it's going to come down to the choice. We'll see if they put Munsterman underneath or go neutral here in this one. We know if Eli has the choice going to the third, he's going to try to choose top and try to get the bonus points the Vandals need out of this matchup at 132. Because this one was a tight match last time. Brody Matthews took a 1-0 decision, right?
Yep.
As we'll see if Brody bumps up to 138 and see if they move Cole Yarborough up to 144. But Eli Mabry gets the opportunity on top. Munsterman up to his feet. Eli trying to bring him back down. And now Eli with the breakdown. He's got to take his time. He's got plenty of it to set up a cross-face cradle. But Munsterman flips his hips and is able to sit through. Eli Mabry in trouble with his hips on the mat. And he's going to have to bail. Reversal here for Luke Munsterman as he opens up scoring with the reversal. So Eli Mabry working on bottom here, trailing now 2-0. 1:20 to go here in this second period as Munsterman riding the hip. Mabry working his way to his feet. Now Munsterman sliding left leg in. Eli on his base. He's trying to dig that foot out with a minute to go here in the second period. And now Munsterman has him extended. He's got Mabry bellied out and in a bit of trouble here. The referee right on top of Mabry as well. We could see a stall call coming as Munsterman riding tough on top. Mabry head on the mat, and there's the stall call as he's trying to work his way back up. Munsterman content just riding with that leg in. He just wants to pull out the decision as Mabry trying to work his way up. The Vandals, a 3-point lead. The Kohlers still have a state finalist and a fourth place finisher waiting at 138 and 144. So this is an important match as the Vandals need some points out of Eli Mabry, leading only by 3. And referee right on top of it. He may give Eli another stall call for the end of this period, but they will let the second period come to an end. 2-0 lead. And it's going to be Munsterman's choice. They burned Eli Mabry's top choice already in that second period. I thought maybe Lindmuth chose bottom, or Munsterman rather. But now Munsterman's going to choose top. Eli Mabry needs some action here on bottom. He's broken right down to his belly and in trouble as the Vandals running out of time in this duel, 25-22. And all the pressure falling on the Vandals with 2 weight classes remaining. Eli Mabry trying to work his way up. Munsterman looking for his own cradle now as Eli trying to work up to his feet, reaching back for that leg. That's not going to help you as he's still trying to work up to his feet. But now he catches the leg, comes around. Reversal for Eli Mabry right into a cross face. He's got Munsterman broken down, 115, trying to lock up a cross face. So a pair of reversals for both guys. And we're going to have a stoppage for somebody bleeding as they try to establish who it is. Eli Mabry getting some advice from both Coach Clay and Coach Myers as they know what needs to be done. Eli knows what he's got to do. He's got a minute to get it done. 2-2 match, and a pin would be huge here for the Vandals as with a 25-22 score, That would make it 31-22. Give them 9 points to play with 2:08 to go.
Yeah, that blood couldn't have came at a worse time, you know. Eli had Munsterman flat on his belly and in his best position.
Yeah. And now Eli's got to try to break him down off of this fresh start. 1:08 to go. Eli covers left side. Munsterman sit out. Eli trying to drag him back. Munsterman looking for a switch, and he's able to catch a leg. Eli Mabry trying to get it back, but Munsterman has him in trouble. Munsterman in on a double, trying to pick it up, trying to step over. He's looking for a reversal. No score yet. 45 to go. Eli trying to pass the elbow, and they give the reversal. Eli Mabry giving up the reversal here. Munsterman getting it. 35 to go, and trouble here for the Vandals. This match will tie things up if the decision here holds, as Mabry trailing 4-2 in his first action of the weekend. And down to 15 seconds. Munsterman with his own cross face, trying to work his way up. Mabry to his base. Munsterman with a cross face, trying to turn it under. And that's going to do it for this one. Munsterman with a 4-2 decision and a 25-25 tie with two matches remaining, as a couple of big swing matches have been the difference. Cole City has pulled both of them out. And now the Vandals have a long road ahead, as it is going to be Brody Widlowski coming out at 138. The 30-1 state runner-up will match up with Brody Matthews. Matthews just missed being a state qualifier for the second time. He is 39-13 on the season. As Cole City crowd getting fired up here, Brody Matthews looking to pull off the upset, as he fakes shot nothing there. Hard snap here from Munsterman. And Matthews in on the shot. Widlowski has an underhook on the left side. And now a throw by. Widlowski's going to get the takedown on the edge. And action takes him off the mat. 1:37 to go as they come back to center. And Widlowski's going to go optional start. So Brody Matthews set on bottom. Widlowski hands in a diamond on Matthews' back. And Brody Matthews stands up out of it. Will get the escape. So a 3-1 lead here for Brody Widlowski. Brody Matthews looking for his opening for the Vandals. Brody against Brody matchup here at 138. Brody Matthews, low single try, nothing there. As Widlowski, snap down try, nothing there. And Cole City crowd chanting, "Let's go, Brody," could be taken either way. As we're down to a minute to go here in this first period. Arm drag, nothing there. And now both crowds chanting, "Let's go, Brody." Down to 45 to go here in this first period. 3-1 lead for Brody Widlowski. Left-hand underhook now for Widlowski. Matthews underneath. Hard snap there from Widlowski. As Widlowski looking for another score here. Brody Matthews trying to control the elbow. Look for a dump, a drag, anything to get out of this front headlock position unscathed. 20 seconds to go. As Widlowski staying out in front. Matthews reaching for the leg, looking for any sort of offense here. As this match could come down to criteria if both teams get a decision win. Cole City has 6 wins. The Vandals have 6 wins. Cole City has 2 pins. The Vandals only have 1. So we'll see how the criteria falls here. As Widlowski up to his feet, he gets the escape. And he will make it 4-1. as Wiedlowski will break the tie, reset. And, yeah, it looks like the tie-breaking criteria would be most pins, defaults, and forfeits. So the Vandals need something special here out of these next two weights. Need to hold this one to a decision if it comes to that, and need bonus points out of Cole Yarborough waiting on deck as Cole Yarborough will take on Aiden Kenny. And I believe it was Keegan Turner that matched up with Kenny last time, wasn't it?
I've got Cole Yarborough here losing 8-2.
Cole lost 8-2 in that matchup in the last duel. So it's on either Brody Matthews or Cole Yarborough to pull something out here as the Vandals and Kohlers tied 25-25. And, man, even the 9-point swing here would be big with Ross's match being the one that comes to mind. It'd be 28-19, and the Vandals would have a lot more breathing room here late in this duel. Brody Matthews, Brody Wiedlowski wrestling here as the Vandals are the last team in action here at the dual team state championship. 25 seconds to go here in the second period. Brody Wiedlowski with a 4-1 lead over Brody Matthews. As Wiedlowski snap, looking for an opening. As Matthews in on a shot, left-hand single leg trying to finish, nothing there. And Matthews chasing another shot with short time. But they will finish out the second period. A 4-1 lead for Brody Wiedlowski. But Brody Matthews, a takedown away from tying this against the state finalist Brody Wiedlowski. As we're down to the third period now, 4-1 lead for Brody Wiedlowski. Brody Matthews doing a good job keeping this one close as both guys feeling each other out. Shot attempt there from Brody Matthews. Shot fake again from Brody. Nothing there as Wiedlowski moving well on his feet, keeping his distance. Brody right-hand single leg try. Nothing there. Wiedlowski shoves him off back to his feet. 1:20 to go here in this third period. And Wiedlowski dives underneath. He's able to get in on a high C. Brody Matthews trying to cut the corner. The switch position here for Brody Matthews, but Wiedlowski going to climb up the body and get the takedown. 7-1 the lead for Brody Wiedlowski. And he's going to cut Brody Matthews, try to break this one open. But Wiedlowski falls back on top. Still 7-1. Not going to give the escape, and now Wiedlowski trying to lock up a near side cradle, and one swipe, but they go out of bounds. No score there on the cradle near the edge. So a 7-1 lead for Brody Wiedlowski. He's going to cut Matthews again, make it 7-2. A takedown would now move it to a major decision as Brody Matthews trying to stay away at this point. 44 seconds to go, and Brody Matthews in deep on a shot, trying to come out the back. And Wiedlowski scissoring the head here. Should be points, and they're going to call it potentially dangerous instead. As I don't understand that call. 30 seconds to go here, though, in the third period. And Brody Matthews snapped down and taken down, as that's going to make it 10-2, major decision here. But Matthews back up to his feet, trying to get the escape, as Wiedlowski nearly cut him. And Brody Matthews up to his feet, but a throw by there from Wiedlowski is going to keep him in control. And Brody needs the escape here. 10 seconds left to limit this to a decision. But Wiedlowski going to try to ride the last 10 out as Brody up to his feet. Hard chop there from Wiedlowski. And Brody Matthews will fall by a 10-2 major. Whoa, we're going to have a stoppage with 3 seconds. As there's still 3 seconds showing on the clock. Brody Matthews nearly had Wiedlowski in trouble, but it will be a 10-2 major decision and a gut punch for the Vandals. 29-25, they trail Cole City. One match to go. a match that Coal City has won already this year. Aiden Kinney, fourth at state and one in the 144-pound class. As Cole Yarborough, a state qualifier at 138, 38-13 on the season coming out and fighting for the Vandals' life here, trailing by four. He needs a major decision to tie it, but he needs a catch ball or a pin for the Vandals to win this duel, as Cole City would take the match on criteria. So Cole Yarborough needing a miracle here in Bloomington. So Aiden Kinney, Cole Yarborough, ready to go. And Cole needs a fall or a tech fall for the Vandals to win this match. Down to the final weight for a state championship. A four-point lead for Cole City. Both guys feeling each other out. Yarborough looking for his ties. And I don't expect Kinney to be real offensive in this match.
No, he's just got to get the decision, you know. If the pressure is on Cole here, and he's going to get to his shot.
But Cole does get to his shot, trying to climb up the body. He's got the takedown on a high seat, and he's got Kinney broken to a hip. Cole trying to climb up the body, trying to gather the hips back into him, but Kinney sits through with a switch. And now both guys in a switch position. Cole has his arm inside. And the same situation for both guys, but Kenny able to get his head up and looking for the reversal here as Cole Yarborough got the first takedown, but Aiden Kenny gets the reversal. 3-2 lead now for Aiden Kenny. 30 seconds to go in this first period as Cole Yarborough was able to get to his attack and his offense. As Yarborough up to his feet. Kinney drops in on a single. And Cole trying to get his leg back short time. He gets the escape. Make it 4-2 with short time. And that will do it for the first. So Cole Yarborough gets the best of the first period with a takedown and an escape. Kinney with a reversal. It's going to be Kinney's or Cole's choice. He defers over to Aiden Kinney, and Kinney going underneath. Cole's going to go ahead and cut him, force the action to their feet as they will be on their feet 4-3 after the escape for Aiden Kinney. Cole Yarborough setting up his offense as Cole does have a couple throws in his bag of tricks. 20 seconds off the board here in the second period. As Cole is coming in needing a miracle here to keep the Vandals championship dreams alive as they've had the most incredible season in school history and trying to cap it off with the biggest prize of all, a state championship. Down to 1:15 to go in the second period. Cole Yarborough was in on a shot, but now Aiden Kinney coming around with a front headlock, looking for a near side cradle, and he's chasing it down, trying to step over, and Cole continuing the face position. They're going to go out of bounds. No score. 1:03 left to go here in this second period. As we reset, under a minute, over the halfway point in this match, and Cole, shot attempt, nothing there. Kinney keeping his distance as Cole trying to look for a tie. He's got an inside tie with the left hand. Kinney. Shot fake, nothing there. Cole dives in on a high speed. Kinney, good sprawls, keeping his distance and circling with that front headlock. Cole Yarborough trying to face, and now he's back in on the shot, but Kinney drops him to a hip, And Kenny trying to step over. He's got the cradle locked up and got the takedown here. Make it 6-4, Aiden Kenny. Down under 10 seconds remaining here in this second period. And that's going to do it for the second. Cole Yarbrough trailing 6-4. As this is it. 2 minutes remaining in the Vandals season. They need a pin to win the state title. A loss sends them home with another second place finish. As they're on their feet, we are neutral here for the third period. Cole Yarbrough needing a miracle. Down to 15 seconds gone in the third period. Cole still stalking Aiden Kenny. As Kenny controlling the tie. Cole looking for an opening. 30 seconds gone now. 1:30 ticking down on the Vandal season. And Cole Yarbrough pushing the pace. He's got a high C attempt, but he's going to need more than this. As Aiden Kenny with a big sprawl, just trying to shave time off the clock here. Down to a minute to go here in this third period. Now we're going to have a stalemate. So a reset here with 1:03. Coach Clay and Coach Myers reminding Cole that he needs the ball to win this. Aiden Kenny with a right-hand single leg. He's got it in the air. He's got it cleared. And Cole Yarbrough in trouble as Aiden Kenny has the foot up on his shoulder now, trying to drive it up. Cole able to get his foot back, though. 40 seconds to go as Vandals have 40 seconds remaining in their season. Aiden Kenny with a shot attempt. He's got a head outside single. Cole trying to break the grip. Trying to lock up a cradle out of this with 25 to go. Kenny in on a double leg. Trying to drag it through. Cole trying to roll it through, but Aiden Kenny's going to get the takedown and solidify the state championship for the Cole City Kohlers as we're down through the last 5 seconds, and Cole City will take the 9-4 decision win, and they will take the state title 32-25 over the Vandals. We'll come back and send this one home on WKRV.